Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom, as today we are talking about one classic video game.
Yeah, we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. Have you played this game before, friends? And what about you, Garrett?
I think I played some of it. I think I just loaded it up on an internet browser and played a little bit. I never played it back in its heyday.
I played it a little bit when it first came out. I remember having to collect a lot of golden rings.
Yeah, they were like loops, and he kind of flew through the air a little bit. He went so fast.
Yeah, we're going to learn a little bit more about Sonic the Hedgehog and the history behind this game in our article today. So let's get started with our first reading right now.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Gotta go fast through 35 years of history. After speeding through more than three decades, Sonic the Hedgehog shows no sign of slowing down. From pixel beginnings to movies and everything in between, Sega's blue creature remains a part of popular culture.
Hello friends, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 creature 这个名词，意思是生物、动物。譬如 A strange creature wandered into the backyard, surprising everyone relaxing outside during the warm evening. 在舒适的傍晚，一个奇怪的动物走进后院，惊动了每个在外面休息放松的人。接着来看一个相关片语 creature of habit。意思是习惯成性的人，按惯例行事的人。譬如 ，Peter is a creature of habit, ordering the same coffee every morning without thinking. Peter 是个习惯成性的人，每天早上都不假思索地点同样的咖啡。另一个相关的名词是 creation， 意思是创作或作品。譬如 ，The handmade table was Marie's favorite creation.Built slowly over weekends with patience and care. 这张手工桌是 Marie 最爱的作品，她用耐心和细心，经过数个周末慢慢打造造成的。
Sonic the Hedgehog, a beloved video game character who's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, we find out here in the first part of our lesson, friends, gotta go fast through 35 years of history. So it sounds like this video game character is 35 years old.
Yes, and he goes fast. We read, after speeding through more than three decades,Sonic the Hedgehog shows no sign of slowing down.
Let's take a look at that word, decades. A decade, friends, is a period of 10 years. When you put an S on the end, it's multiples of 10.
All right, here's an example sentence with that word. Many changes have happened over the last few decades.When I think of that word, I also think of specific cultural things we associate with certain decades. We even describe them as like the 70s, the 80s, and so on.
Yeah, and when we say something like the 80s, we're talking about the time from 1980 all the way up until 1989. That's the period of time called the 80s.
Yeah, and that would be one decade. All right, so...Sonic the Hedgehog has been around for more than three decades and shows no sign of slowing down. Let's talk about that phrase.
All right, to show no sign of slowing down means that something or someone is continuing strongly and there's no hint that they're going to stop.
For example, the city's growth shows no sign of slowing down. New buildings are still popping up all the time.
You could also say this about someone who is very successful. He has grown in his career and shows no sign of slowing down.
Okay, so that's what we're saying about Sonic the Hedgehog. From pixel beginnings to movies and everything in between, Sega's blue creature remains a part of popular culture.
We see a few great things we can talk about here, friends. First, it's that word pixel. This is a tiny dot of color on a screen.
Computer screen or any other kind of monitor is made up of lots and lots of pixels. Actually, the more there are, the better the picture will look.
You might have heard this term said before as pixelated. If something is pixelated, you can see each of those individual dots of color, and maybe the picture isn't as clear.
Absolutely. Here's another example sentence. The photo looks sharp with millions of pixels.
So millions of pixels mean that this photo is very, very clear because each of those little dots of color would be very, very small.
Yeah, it's very detailed. Okay, so from pixel beginnings, where maybe this video game in its early days just had a few very clear pixels, to today, it's in movies even, and everything in between.
Everything in between, friends, means all the things from one end of something to the other.
For example, we sell cheap, average, luxury, and everything in between.
So the idea here is that Sonic the Hedgehog has had all different kinds of things made from his likeness, or he's been in a lot of movies. There's all kinds of different products that have to do with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, and we saw one other description of the character at the end of this section. Sonic the Hedgehog is blue. That is the classic appearance of this character. And he's a hedgehog, which is one kind of animal.
Yeah, that's right. Hedgehogs are pretty cute. Well, we have more to learn about Sonic and his history, so let's continue on now with our next reading.
Sonic the Hedgehog. In 1991, all was not well at Sega. Video game competitor Nintendo's Super Mario was doing super business, and Sega was getting left behind. Designers Naoto Oshima, Hirokazu Yasuhara, and Yuji Naka were given one task: to create a character who could take on Super Mario. And thus, Sonic was born. Wearing sports shoes and a confident smile, Sonic represented 1990s cool.
Designer这个名词意思是设计师，譬如 inspired by modern fashion and changing trends, the designer sketched ideas late into the night. 受到现代时尚与不断变化的潮流启发，这位设计师熬夜绘制灵感草图。Designer 的动词是 design， 意思是设计或是规划。譬如 ，They decided to design their living room around comfort instead of expensive decorations。他们决定以舒适为主来设计客厅，而不是追求昂贵的装饰。片语 by design 的意思是故意。刻意安排表示某件事是事先经过规划的。譬如 ,The quiet atmosphere was by design, helping guests relax and enjoy conversations. 安静的氛围是刻意安排的，有助于宾客放松并愉快的交谈。
We heard earlier that Sonic the Hedgehog was made by a company called Sega. It's been a big success.But there's a reason why they made this character.
Yeah, let's learn about that reason here in this next section, friends. We read, in 1991, all was not well at Sega. All was not well means something bad was happening.
Yeah, things were not going well. Video game competitor Nintendo's Super Mario was doing super business. Yes, that character sure is famous.
He certainly is, and it sounds like Nintendo and Sega are competitors. A competitor, friends, is a person or company that tries to beat others. They are in competition with each other.
Yeah, here's another example sentence. That new store is our biggest competitor. We need to think of some new products.
So we see here that Super Mario was doing super business and Sega was getting left behind.
All right, they were getting left behind. That means their progress or success was falling behind others, in this case, Nintendo.
You could get behind in a lot of different things, friends. Sometimes I feel that I am getting behind when it comes to trends. I don't always know what younger people are doing, what kind of music they're listening to, or the slang that they're using. I feel left behind.
Right, and like you said, Anne-Marie, sometimes we say we're getting left behind, sometimes we just say we're getting behind.
Yeah, that's right. So we see here that Super Mario, he's so popular that this Sega, this company, was getting left behind.
Yeah, they needed to think of something new. So we hear about some of the designers. Designers Naoto Oshima, Hirokazu Yasuhara, and Yuji Naka were given one task.
They were given a task. A task, friends, is a piece of work to do. It's something you need to accomplish.
For example, my task today is to clean my room.
And here's the task that these designers were given: to create a character who could take on Super Mario, someone who could compete with him.
Yeah, something that might be similarly popular and get a lot of business for Sega. Well, thus, Sonic was born. Wearing sports shoes and a confident smile, Sonic represented 1990s cool.
He represented 1990s cool. If something represents something else, friends, it means that they show or stand for something.
Here's another example sentence. The color red represents love.
So Sonic is representing the 1990s. He is showing what things were like in the 90s, or maybe he's dressed in a popular way from the 90s.
Yeah, I guess maybe kind of the sneakers that he wore, or the kinds of things that were popular back then.
Yeah, I guess so.
So he was 1990s cool and was off to a great start. We have more to hear about Sonic the Hedgehog, but first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The sneaky idiom, overnight success. Ever seen a singer blow up on social media, go from zero followers to millions in a week, and everyone says, wow, what an overnight success? Spoiler, behind the scenes, they probably practiced for years in their bedroom, recording late into the night. That shiny, instant fame, it's almost never instant. Overnight success means someone or something becomes very successful very quickly, seeming to happen suddenly. But the phrase is usually ironic. We know real success takes tons of hidden work. Overnight here exaggerates how fast it looks from the outside. For example, the app became an overnight success after one viral video, but the developers had been coding for 3 years. Here's another example. She was called an overnight success when her book hit number one, though she'd written 5 others that nobody read. Here are more fun ways to use overnight. Overnight can mean during one night, literally. For example, we stayed up late playing games and turned into zombies overnight. Stay overnight means to sleep somewhere that's not your home. For example, my cousins asked if they could stay overnight for the movie marathon. Change overnight means something shifts super fast. For example, the weather changed overnight. It was sunny yesterday and snowing today. I once tried to become an overnight guitar hero by practicing one song for hours. Spoilers, my fingers hurt and I still sounded awful. True success, it takes time, friends, but the journey's the best part. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Sonic the Hedgehog. On June 23rd, 1991, the first Sonic the Hedgehog game hit the shelves and was an overnight success. Naturally, several sequels followed. In each game, players help Sonic race through colorful zones, collect rings, and battle at the end of every stage. Many levels also feature Sonic's mission to protect animals and nature from Dr. Robotnik's machines. These fast-paced challenges kept fans ready for the next adventure. Decades later, Sonic keeps running across screens, decades, and imaginations. He's proof that the fastest heroes aren't just quick on their feet, but timeless at heart.
Proof 意思是证明或是证据, 譬如, the cashier needed proof of payment before completing the return. 收银员需要付款证明才能完成退货手续。相关的动词是 prove, 表示证明或是证实。 譬如, the weekend trip proved that relaxing plans could improve moods better than busy schedules. 这趟周末旅行证明了放松计划比忙碌的行程更能改善心情。我们来学一则谚语, the proof is in the pudding. 字面的意思呢是布丁好不好吃，吃了才知道。它用来比喻亲自体验过才能知道事物的好坏。例如, Alex said the proof was in the pudding when the update finally fixed everyone's problems. 当更新终于解决了大家的问题时, Alex 说成效如何，体验过就知道了。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So Sega designed Sonic the Hedgehog to take on Super Mario. Let's see how it started.
Okay, well, we read here, on June 23rd, 1991, the first Sonic the Hedgehog game hit the shelves and was an overnight success. This game was very popular right away.
Yeah, we heard about that phrase earlier. Really was right away. Naturally, several sequels followed.
Okay, let's talk about a few of these terms, friends. That word naturally means in a normal or easy way.
For example, she sings naturally very well, even without much training.
All right, well, we see something else here that we need to talk about. It's that word sequel. A sequel is a follow-up movie, book, or game. These things happen after the first one is released, and usually a sequel will continue the story of those same characters.
Some movies might have other popular sequels that come out later. I think of things like superhero movies. There are often many sequels that follow the original.
That's right. Okay, so we see here that this game hit the shelves in 1991 and several sequels followed. So more games were created with that same character.
In each game, players help Sonic race through colorful zones, collect rings, and battle at the end of every stage.
Sounds exciting. If you have to race through something, friends, it means that you move through it very quickly or that you do something very fast.
Here's an example sentence. He likes to race through the town on his bike.
Here's another example. She raced through her homework and didn't get a very good grade on it because she wasn't careful enough.
All right, so he races through these zones. Zones is another word we can talk about. These are areas. They might have special rules or features. You might even have different zones in your city.
Here's how you could use that word zones in a sentence. The city has different zones for different purposes.
Okay, so he's racing around these zones, he's battling, and many levels also feature Sonic's mission to protect animals and nature from Dr. Robotnik's machines. I don't remember this part.
I don't remember this part either. It sounds like there's some kind of part where there's nature and animals against technology or robots.
Yeah, there's kind of a message behind it then, something about modernity and the world around us.
Yeah, maybe. These fast-paced challenges kept fans ready for the next adventure. I get the idea here that fans of Sonic were ready for the next game. Every time one came out, they were hoping for another.
After all, the pace in the game is very fast to begin with.
It certainly is. I remember talking about those rings earlier. That was one of my favorite parts, and it was a very fast part of the game. You only had a certain amount of time to collect them.
Okay. Well, we have a little bit more to see here. Decades later, Sonic keeps running across screens, decades, and imaginations.
He's proof that the fastest heroes aren't just quick on their feet, but timeless at heart.
Timeless at heart. Now, when we say at heart here, it means that something is really true, or basically true, at its core.
You could say, for example, that a person is kind at heart. He is just generally a kind person.
So, it is timeless at heart. The story or the games of Sonic are still fun today, just like they were back in 1991.
I like video games like that, that maybe they were just coming out when I was a child, and now I can still enjoy them today because the characters are timeless. They're still fun.
Yeah. So what do you think, friends? Did you play the original games? Or have you seen some of the more current versions of it? Maybe even a Sonic movie?
Yeah, maybe you've seen one of those movies recently. Well, we do have more to talk about in just a moment, but first let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的usage tip要来看片语动词 take on something。 它在体育赛事或其他竞赛中常表示与什么什么较量或对抗，语义接近 compete against。但严格来说 take on 指的是开始或接受挑战。take on 在工作上常表示决定做或接受或承担责任或客户。如果受词是人称代名词，就要放在 on 的前面。来看例句。 The boxer was so strong that no one wanted to take him on. 这位拳击手太强壮了，没有人想跟他对抗。Friends,
we've come to the end of our lesson, and you know what that means. It's time for our talk about it question. What part of a Sonic game do you think would be the most fun?
Well, we did talk about a few different parts of the game or things you need to do. For me, I think the most fun would be collecting those rings and seeing my score go up.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun. I just don't like when I only have a certain amount of time to do something because I feel very, very rushed. So maybe I would like those end battles where you're battling Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, yeah. And that's more the challenge part to it. Trying to complete it, if you don't succeed, you might have to do the level again.
Yeah, but that is good too. It's good to be able to practice and do things better, friends, especially when there's fun characters like Sonic.
Right, and there are so many of these fun classic characters we can still play today, from Sonic the Hedgehog all the way to Super Mario.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.